Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1499. The topic is training template explanation, and the title is kind of fat loss and shaping 60-minute workouts. So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss one of the new templates we have on the website. I've been creating templates, and the idea behind this, we've talked about it in podcast 1486. You can check that one out as well. But the idea of the template is over half of my clients are personal trainers. We often talk about structures and programs that they can use to have consistency in their training, but have openness to make it personalized to each individual client. These templates are designed exactly for that. You can be a trainer and use this with all of your clients. You can be yourself and then just use this to modify workouts however you want based on whatever season of life you're in, whatever your goals might be. But the idea is it presents a format for a workout and a complete program. And then it shows how to choose exercises within that format and then how to modify the format based on your individual needs. So it's really a pretty awesome experience in the sense that if you want to know how to train for a certain goal, this will tell you everything you need to know. Like I'm working on a powerlifting template right now and it's 50 pages. So it's great content. We go through, you know, the basics of powerlifting. I talk about programming structure for it. It's really cool stuff. So what I wanted to do today was talk about our most recent one, which is a template focused on fat loss and shaping, and it's for 60-minute workouts. Right now on the website, the first one we made was for 30-minute workouts. And that was because a lot of the clients that I work with that are trainers, a lot of them had 30-minute training sessions with their clients, and they weren't sure how to get in full body, really good quality training in just 30 minutes. So that kind of sparked the idea for the templates. So that's why I started with that one. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the same goal, fat loss and shaping, but 60-minute workouts. I want to actually read through the template, go page by page, kind of tell you what's going to be on each page. So that way, if you're considering buying it, you have an idea of what's contained within it. So that way you kind of get to try it before you buy it kind of thing, like hear what's going to be inside of it. And then also to help with people who aren't my clients yet. If you are new to me, we have an offering now for what's called Try Me program. So you get to try me, try my training style. They're going to be much lower cost, and they're going to give you 3 months worth of workouts for a specific topic, a bunch of other information, including how to make your own nutrition program. And it's going to be really cool service. That's going to be kind of like a cheaper way to be introduced to me. It's not quite as extensive as the templates, but it still has a ton of information. So you can check that out on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. So the whole idea of this is if you want to know how to train, this is going to teach you. Instead of following a program and having no clue why it is the way it is or how to personalize it, we're going to fix that. We're going to give you a program to follow, but then also teach you how to personalize it. This is something that whenever I was starting as a personal trainer 20 years ago, I would have loved to have had these things. So it's been an amazing opportunity now, 20 years later, to when I work with trainers and personal training directors in large gyms and we're working with their training staff, it's awesome to be able to give newer trainers what I never had. So let's go through the document and let's learn what's in it. So hopefully it'll be pretty interesting. So what I want to do is I'm going to take us through it page by page. And the beginning of it, it just talks about what the template focus is, which is that we're going to work on promoting, improving muscular shape and promoting fat loss, but it's also going to improve strength, mobility, cardiovascular endurance, muscular endurance. It's going to do a lot of really good things. Now that is a lot of those goals are dependent on nutrition, so that's why we have nutrition in here, exactly how to set it up and set up your own nutrition programs. The weekly schedule, we give 3 workouts. There's three beginner workouts, 3 intermediate workouts, and 3 advanced workouts. But you can train at least 2 times a week to get some progress. 1 is better than 0, but 2 is better because you're going to see better progress and be more motivated. But if you can train three times, that's great. If you can train a fourth or fifth, that's great as well. And we talk about how to manage rest days. So then we go through, there's the table of contents. And for this program, it's 36 pages. So it tells you kind of what's coming, what's coming at you. So the first section is template notes. And we talk about exercise choice considerations. And that would be considering proximity of exercises. So if you want to do a couple exercises in a circuit, and it explains actually what a circuit is. If you're going to do a couple exercises within a circuit, you want them to be close to each other. You want to be an easy flow of movement. And that's actually the second category we talk about in exercise choice considerations is the flow. Meaning like if you have an exercise on the ground, you don't want to have to get back up and then get back on the ground. So make sure your movements are free-flowing, they flow into each other, they kind of make sense and are easy to do in regards to execution organization. Then we talk about how to select the right difficulty of exercises, give a couple podcasts to help with that. The frequency of changing exercises, I promote that people change exercises every 4 weeks. Some people do it sooner, some people do it later, but 4 weeks I found kind of is the best for everyone overall and in the long term. We give podcasts on how to modify that and tweak that for your needs. We talk about how to do warm-ups, how to manage rest times, what is a circuit, because we use circuits a lot. The main reason why is it helps you optimize your time in the gym, get more stuff done without, you know, standing around doing nothing so much. And it also allows you to not be as distracted by your phone and social media and conversations and stuff. So just a better quality of use of time. Then we talk about how do you select the right weight for your working sets? How do you make weekly progressions? Equipment abbreviations. We actually even talk about like what's the difference between a barbell and a dumbbell, cable machine, you know, free weights versus machines, the pros and cons. We have all that in there as well. Then improved freedom of movement. We talk about how to increase your free range of motion and your mobility before your workout if you need to, although the workouts have mobility work in them as well. And then we also have advice for how to reduce muscular tightness after the workout. If you're recovering and you still need to move around and do some things, so you don't want to be super duper tight. Then the next thing we go through is we do the template overview. So we actually just have a one-page breakdown of what per workout structure is. And we actually talk about, you know, the first circuit is kind of a movement preparation circuit. So you work on thoracic and shoulder mobility and strengthening in that area, core strengthening and bracing, hip-based mobility and strengthening, and that's kind of the first circuit. Then you go to a lower body circuit for two exercises. One's focused on a knee bend focus, the other one's on a hip bend focus, and again, we tell you how to pick exercises. Then you go to upper body circuit, push focus, pull focus, and then you have a muscle cardio finisher, which is just a movement that can be for full body or it could be for a specific part of the body if you know that's it's a weakness and you want to give it extra attention to bring it up and catch it up to everything else. The one page overview is intended to be simplistic and concise. Then we go through the rest of the program and explain how to make it more complex and how to make it more personalized. So that's really cool to have. The next section is a template explanation. We go through and we actually talk about, okay, if you're looking at thoracic shoulder mobility and strengthening, what are some self-testing you can do for thoracic mobility? And then what are some strengthening exercise examples? Same thing for core strengthening and bracing. We actually show how to just understand the concept of bracing and then what are strengthening exercises for that. Hip-based mobility, we have hip mobility self-testing, so you can see if you actually do have good hips or not. And again, you can do all this stuff for yourself, or if you're a trainer, you can do this with your clients. So it's really cool to have those. Then we have examples of strengthening exercises. For each of those exercises, we talk about the number of sets and the kind of the time under tension. If strength is the goal, you want to have a lower, shorter time under tension, have it be a little harder. If you're looking for general mobility in these areas, they can be a little bit longer sets, and that works as well. Then we go to the main lower body circuit. This is where you pair together something for the lower body that's a knee bend focus, something for the lower body that's a hip bend focus, and you can perform them in any order. So the hip bend can be first, knee bend can be second. But the knee bend, we're looking at things like squats, split squats, step-ups, lunges, machine leg extensions. A common characteristic of these exercises is that the torso stays upright throughout the movement. Whereas with hip bend focus, you're looking at stiff leg deadlifts, Romanian deadlifts, hip thrusts, machine leg curls, and a common characteristic of those exercises is that the upper body pivots at the hips and alternates from an upright to a bent over position. So we really go through, we explain how to pick the right exercises, and then we give the sets and reps for that. And then in the example workouts, we have 3 months of example workouts with specific exercises that have tutorial videos. So you can really start to learn and see the difference between the movements. For the upper body circuit, we just want something that's a push, something that's a pull. So the push can be chest press, overhead press, dips, tricep extensions. A common characteristic of these exercises is that you're contracting against the weight to push it away from you, hence a push. Then we have a pull focus, and that's rows, pull-ups, pull-downs, lateral raises, bicep curls. And that's because lateral raises and bicep curls, those muscles kind of fall under kind of like the pull area. Pull concept, but really a common characteristic of those exercises is that you're contracting to pull the weight towards yourself. Now you could argue where lateral raises land. Fair, it'd be a fair argument in anywhere because they're kind of an in-between muscle, but you want to just throw them in there from time to time if that is a focus of yours. It doesn't really matter which one you put them in, you just throw them in there if you want them. Now, say for example, I want to focus on my shoulders, but I also want to focus on my back. Then I'll put the lateral raises. If I'm doing lateral raises, you might be better off doing overhead presses. But if you're doing lateral raises, maybe you put that in the push section, and then you still do your back in the pull section. Then we finish with a muscle cardio finisher. Now the exercises, it can be, you know, one exercise or two or three exercises. You put them together as a circuit, and then you time your rest periods based on the active time of completing the working sets. So if the working sets take 2 minutes, we take anywhere from half to two times that amount for rest. So if I do a 2 minute working set, if I do three exercises, it takes me 2 minutes to complete them all for one working set. I would take anywhere from 1 minute to 4 minutes for rest. Now, if I have good cardiovascular abilities already, it's going to be in the lower end of that. If I don't have good cardiovascular abilities and I want to build that up, I'm going to have to wait on the high end of that, but I'm going to work to kind of lower that over a couple weeks. That is overall kind of the explanation. Now I'm talking pretty fast. I just talked through like 3 pages of information. Now, starting on page 10, we have the example workouts. So the beginner workout number 1, we talk about like vacuum breathing, then floor slides for thoracic mobility, glute bridges. You can do a variation of what's called a cross-legged glute bridge. And those all have tutorial videos, tells you exact number of sets, exact number of reps, and how to make progress per week. The main lower body circuit, for this example, we have dumbbell goblet hold box squat. And if you're newer, if you're a beginner, a box squat's a great idea. You just sit down onto a bench and you stand back up. It gives you security in the bottom of a squat, which is typically the weakest position. Then you can pair that with a dumbbell RDL, where you pause at the bottom. And this is teaching people to hinge at their hips, teaching people basically how to pick things up by using your glutes, not your lower back. So there's a lot of really cool stuff built in here that really helps not only develop your body, but keep you safe. So I have a corrective exercise specialist certification, and anytime I write any workout, all of that knowledge is included, meaning that I want you to train the right muscles, but not feel beat up from everything. So that's the idea. Then we go to the upper body circuit. We have a dumbbell chest press, one arm dumbbell row, again, video tutorials. And then a muscle cardio finisher would be a bodyweight squat to calf raise. So you're squatting, and at the top of each squat, you do a little bit of a calf raise. And you might do that for 25 seconds. As many reps as you can do in 25 seconds. And then you drop down and do a plank on your elbows where you alternate your leg lifts. So you lift your left leg, then your right leg, then your left leg, then your right leg. Really works the core, really works the glutes and the hips. So, and it burns a ton of calories. So this is really going to help you get a lot stronger, get a lot leaner, and get much better shape to your lower body. So that's an example of what one of the workouts looks like. It follows that same pattern that we have in the template. You have the movement prep circuit, you have a lower body circuit, an upper body circuit, then a muscle cardio finisher. We go through and we give a second example for a beginner, a third example for the beginner. Then we have our intermediate workouts. And again, we have 3 examples of the intermediate workouts. And then we go to the advanced section. And for example, in the advanced section, our movement circuit is a Spider-Man lunge with hip lift, Spider-Man lunge with reach, and then a plank into pike with single leg raise. Those are really hard and they require a lot of mobility. So that's why it's the advanced stuff. Then we go to dumbbell thrusters, dumbbell power cleans with a narrow stance into a wide stance. A lot of work, a lot of full body movements there, a lot of calories burned, a lot of breathing. Then we go to our upper body circuit. You're looking at dumbbell push-ups paired with dumbbell bent over rows, where you tap the floor between each one, which forces you to be more bent over in that position, which burns more calories and is a better focus on your mid-back rather than getting too upright. Then your muscle cardio finisher is one-arm burpees paired with bird dog push-ups. Super freaking hard. Love that. I've done all of these things. They're awful and fantastic. So the beginner stuff is truly for beginners. The advanced stuff is truly for advanced. So it really does provide great examples at all levels of ability. Then the next section we do in page 28 is we talk about template variations for increased personalization and variability. We talk about how to play around with the order of exercises to make it more personalized. Changing time under tension. So maybe what we have listed focuses on shaping and fat loss. Maybe you do that for a little while. Now you want to focus a little bit more on strength. So we talk about how to modify the time under tension, the rep ranges, to get more strength. So that way you can adapt the program with yourself. Then we have changing workout set intensity structure. If you don't want to do three working sets, we talk about how to do a peak set and what that is. You can combine the main circuits or you can mix them up. That gives you a lot more variability. And then all of our examples are based off of body weight, dumbbell, and kettlebell work. Very minimal kettlebell. It's mostly body weight and dumbbell. The idea of that is I want it to be as universally applicable as possible. So if you're in a home gym, you can still do these workouts. You can still understand how these workouts work versus if I'm having to use a bunch of machines. Now, if you are in a gym that has machines or even machines at home, we talk about in this section how to blend equipment into the program. So that's really cool to know. The next section we have is technique information for squat, bench, deadlift, and overhead press. So for squat, we talk about bar placement, how to brace your core, your head positioning, rooting the feet, external rotation of the knees. For bench press, we talk about general technique, lat tightness, back tightness, leg pressure. So we go through a lot of really cool unique components. Like for deadlift, we talk about conventional deadlift and sumo deadlifts, that we have both. And then we get into a section talking about how to address tight muscles. So if you feel very tight, we have lower body stretches and upper body stretches to take care of that. Then we have self-treatment for pain management. So if your technique isn't super duper crisp right away, you might, you know, get a little bit of an annoyance in your elbow, maybe a little bit of annoyance in your knee. Maybe you do something outside of the workout and that's annoying your body. So we talk about how to address pain in the front of the shoulder, pain in the elbows, front of the hip, knee joint, lower back. And we have drills and, you know, therapies you can do for that. Then we have our nutrition section. And in this one, we have a podcast paired with it, but we talk about how to figure out your calories, how to figure out your protein, what to do with your distribution and meal timing, how to manage carbs versus fats, what are good foods versus not good foods. So all that stuff is included. And then on page 34, we talk about different add-on services that you can kind of blend with this. So template education is you hire me for a month and I teach you and talk you through with it and create more examples with you so that way you really fully understand it and then you know how to develop it from there. I do my best to make the template as self-explanatory as possible. However, different experiences and if you're new to a certain type of training, you might benefit from a little bit of extra one-on-one attention. We also have nutrition coaching. I can help you if you set up your own nutrition plan, but you're not sure, or you want some help with accountability, or you want some more education on top of it, you can hire me for that. And then we have our full online coaching service where I'll take over everything. I'll write everything for you and then teach you as you go through it. That way, with weekly communication, we actually talk every single week. Now, then the last thing, last page, is our educational resources. Just letting you know that we have our daily podcast, we have our Instagram page, and we have our YouTube channel. I've been putting more on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to continue to do that. So that will eventually turn into an additional educational source that we have on top of the podcast. And then on top of the Instagram page, I've been putting more stuff on there as well. The business has been growing very well. And I am very, very blessed. I am very grateful, very thankful. So thank you for everybody who, you know, works with me as a client and trusts me to be part of their journey. With that blessing, I want to continue to try to give back as much as I possibly can. So we do a daily podcast every single day. We're closing down on 1,500 episodes. So I've been doing this for 1,500 days. But I want to add on more posts on Instagram when I can, more videos on YouTube when I can. I really just want to pump a lot of information out there for everybody, because I know everybody has questions and I want to cover as much as I possibly can, and on the different formats I know is helpful for people with different learning preferences. Okay, well, that is what this template is. So a lot of it, 36 pages, really awesome information. And again, the hope and the idea behind it is that you can take the template, learn how to train based on your goal, but also learn how to make it yours. For example, most programs that you can buy out there, they have the end goal in mind. Okay, I want to be this. But they don't start where you are. It's like if I want to get directions to New York City and somebody's like, oh, okay, I'll tell you how to get there. But they don't even know where you are. Like maybe they live in Los Angeles. They start giving you directions for Los Angeles and you live in Miami. Useless. Those directions are useless. You know, it gives you you have the same idea of where you're going, but you're not starting there. Therefore, nothing they tell you works well. What I want to do is give you these templates where I give you the directions. But I also, it's almost like I tell you, here's where New York City is. Let's backtrack to where you are. Let's make it a directions for you, literally personalized for you. So that way it gets you there with the most efficiency, the safest way of getting there. I really want to give you guys a program that isn't just do this for a month or two, then wonder why it didn't work. And that's overwhelmingly always what happens with every like all the other kind of programs. I want to do it where you get it, you try it, and within 3 months, you get all the examples I give, but then you start to learn, hey, I can put this exercise in here and this one in there, and you can start to personalize it and make it your own. Within 3 months, you're going to learn how to write your own programs, and everything's going to be personalized for you. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. So if you have any questions about it, reach out. My email is brewlionjim@gmail.com. You can find our training templates on our website and our Try Me programs, which again are just kind of the lower cost entry to getting used to kind of what the templates might be. You can check that out as well on our website at www.brewlionjim.com. Okay, also on that site and on our template page and our Try Me page, you can request a template topic. So I have a list of ones I'm going to slowly work through, but it does take me a little bit of time. So the Powerfully one is 50 pages. That's taking me a time to put that all together. So I'm churning and burning and trying to get through them as much as I can. But also the order I have is just based on what I think people might want. If you want something and you're like, man, I would buy this if it was focused on this, let me know and I'll bump your topic to the top. So that way we can get it produced quickly for you. But if you have a request for a topic, please, please, please send me the request, and you can do that on our website at www.brewlionjim.com. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for listening. I do truly appreciate your time. I hope this was informational. I hope it helped give you something of value. I do appreciate your time, and thank you for listening. If you like our podcast, please consider sharing it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help, and that's the whole point. Thank you to those who financially support the podcast through donations. You can do that on our website at www.brewlionjim.com. But the podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we want to keep it for free. So I do appreciate the donations. You can do a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just the $5 a month. It does add up. Like the people who do that, I genuinely appreciate you, because it does add up and it does help. So thank you very much. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.